tak spiel fer da mis al aber ich sag da ja immer malaki da am eten ba wann und was ab mit tosolo the dash of malaki mit tosha khaber ta gas ha gas a first of khama said somebody who wants to collect from his own field wood or stones or grass that he needs for building material. He would be allowed to collect those items from his own property during the year of Shvi'ah. In the same way that he can collect those items from his friend's property, certainly he would be allowed to collect those items from his friend's property, as it does not look like he is clearing off the field because he wants to plow and plant. Since he doesn't own the field, it will be obvious that he's taking these items because he needs them for building material. Since he's not taking them from his own property, he's taking it from his friend's property. And so too, he can collect these items from his own field, but only the gas, only large items would he be allowed to take from his own field. And if he takes the small items as well, then it would look like he's clearing off these items from the field in order to clear the field to plow and plant during the year's field, which of course is forbidden. But if he takes only the large pieces of wood and the large stones and the large pieces of grass, then it's obvious that he's taking these things not because he's clearing the field, but because he needs them for building material. As opposed to when he takes these things from his friend's property, he can take even small pieces of wood and small stones because, since it's not his own property, even if he takes the small stones, it will not look like he's taking them in order to clear the field to plow and plant during the year of Shvi'ah. Misha Rav lo Ivrei Aveira. But when there were a lot of people who were doing an Aveira, when they collected the stones and pieces of wood from their own field, they would take even small stones and small wood, and when confronted about it, they would claim they're only taking the big ones. It's kinu sheyeh zeh malakim mitoshal zeh, v'zeh malakim mitoshal zeh, shelo b'tova. The Rabbanan were talking at that point, they no longer can collect wood and stone from your own field, even large ones, because since a lot of people were doing an aveira and collecting even the small ones, the Chacham said you can't collect wood and stone from your field at all, even large ones. Instead, what they would do is one would collect from his friend's field. And when his friend needed these items, he would collect them from his field. They would collect it from each other's field as long as when you collect from the other person's field, the other person does not show any appreciation for you clearing off his field. Because if his friend shows any appreciation at all that you're clearing these items from his field, then you might end up collecting even the small piece of wood and the small stones. And that which a Chacham or Metakin that I collect from your field and you collect from my field, the Chacham or Metakin that can only take the big stones and the big piece of wood, not the small ones. Even though we said previously that when you collect these items from your friend's field, you can take even the small ones. But in this case, since just like I'm taking from his field, he's taking from my field, so in such a case that we're taking from each other's field, the Chacham only allow you to take the big stones and the big pieces of wood. Otherwise, it looks like we're making a deal between us that you clear off my field in order to plow and plant, and I clear off your field so that you can plow and plant. So we don't want it to look like we're making that kind of deal. So the Chacham said that when we collect from each other's field, we collect only the big stones and the big pieces of wood, and I can't show any appreciation to you when you take the big stones and the big pieces of wood from my field, because if I do show any appreciation at all, you might end up collecting the small ones, since I'm showing appreciation to you. So therefore, I don't show any appreciation to you when you take the big stones and the big piece of wood from my field. Thanks, our flying master, Katz, Lahem is on. We don't need to tell you that I can't give you food in return for you collecting the big stones and the big piece of wood from my field. As if I can't show any appreciation to you for taking these items from my field, certainly I can't offer you food in return for you taking these items from my field. A field in which the owner removed the thorn from the field during the year of Shvi'ah, which is usur. He didn't answer. He did something that was forbidden. And you're not allowed to clear the field from the thorns in the field during the year of Shvi'ah, so that people should not think you're clearing off the field in order to plow and plant during Shvi'ah, which is usur. Even though he didn't answer, the Rabbanan did not penalize him, and he would be allowed to plant in that field in the year after Shvi'ah. But somebody who plowed his field twice during the year of Shvi'ah, which is usur. Now, even though technically it's usur to plow your field even once during the year of Shvi'ah, Mefarshim explained that the Mishnah is talking about a place in which the Malchus oppressed the people who owned fields and made them give from the produce a tax to the Melech, even during the year of Shvi'ah. So therefore, it was impossible for people to pay out that tax unless they plowed their field during the year of Shvi'ah. And since Shvi'as is manazet, it's only the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan allowed you to plow your field during Shvi'as in order to pay off the tax, but the Rabbanan only allow you to plow it once, not twice. If you plow the field twice during the year of Shvi'as, since you did an Issa, the Rabbanan penalized you, and you would not be allowed to plant in that field, even in the year after Shvi'as. And so too, if you stored your animal in the field during the year of Shvi'as, and the manure from the animal filled the field, that is Asur during the year of Shvi'as, unless you took the manure and put it into big piles like we had previously. And if you did not take the manure afterwards and put it into big piles, since you did an Issa, the Rabbanan penalized you, and you would not be allowed to plant in that field in the year after Shvi'as. Sadesh in the type, a field that was plowed by Isser during the year of Shvi'as. Beishami Aimrim Ain Oslam Perisab Shvi'as. Beishami said, any fruit that grew in that field during the year of Shvi'as would be forbidden to eat those pears. And since an Isser was done in the field to plow the field during the year of Shvi'as, the pears of that field would be forbidden to be eaten during the year of Shvi'as. That you would be allowed to eat the Peros Shvi'as from that field. And even though an Isser was done, Rabbanan would not penalize you, and you would be allowed to eat the pears that grew in that field in the year of Shvi'as. Beishami said, when one goes into his friend's field to eat the Peros Shvi'as from his friend's field, he should not show any appreciation to his friend. As the din is that produce that grows on Shvi'as is hefker, it is permitted for anybody to go into somebody's field and to take the produce of Shvi'as, and when you do go into your friend's field to take his produce during Shvi'as, you should not show appreciation to your friend, as it's not your friend that's giving you the produce. The Torah says that the produce is hefker. One may eat the pear of Shvi'as from his friend's field by showing appreciation to his friend, or if he wants, he doesn't have to show appreciation to his friend. It's up to you to decide whether you want to thank your friend for the produce of Shvi'as. And even though the Torah was mafkir, the Torah allows you to come in and eat the produce, but you could thank your friend if you want, according to Beis Hillel. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer Chilaf Advar Zumekule Beishamai Umechumrei Beis Hillel. Rabbi Yehuda said it's actually the opposite. It's Beishamai that said that if you want to show appreciation to your friend, you would be allowed to do so. And it's Beis Hillel that is machmer, that is stringent, and said that when you come into your friend's field to eat the produce of Shvi'as, you're not allowed to thank your friend for that produce, since it's not him that's giving you the Torah that allows you to come in. So therefore, this is one of the rare cases in which Beis Shammai takes the lenient approach and Beis Hillel takes the stringent approach. And normally, Beis Hillel is Mekel, while Beis Shammai is Machmer. But according to Rabbi Huda, this is one of the exceptions where Beis Hillel is Machmer, and he holds that you would not be allowed to thank your friend when you come into your friend's field to eat the produce during the year of Shvi'as.